Recently, I was asked to provide a description of a liberal person. I thought, hey, that can't be very hard. I'm going to write it down. And here it is. Batty, bedlam, bonkers, certifiable, crackpot, crazy, cuckoo, daffy, demented, deranged, haywire, kooky, and loony, and lunatic, and mental, and nuts, and unhinged. Well, I think I just talked about the prime mistake of Canada, didn't I? You know, gun crimes, that guy, the prime mistake, he's saying we're going to take all the guns away from all of the good guys and we're actually going to use their money to buy the guns from them and we never owned them in the first place. Are you following that? I mean, it's just nuts. 2 days after he came up with a whole bunch of new gun laws, things, which is supposed to be to protect Canadian citizens from crime, right? That's kind of the spin that they put on it. And of course, that's not true. It certainly isn't accurate. And now, 2 days later, he says, I'm going to remove the minimum sentences for crimes with guns. So in other words, as a legal gun owner, it's better for me to give up my gun license and still carry on with whatever I want to do with a gun. In fact, I can now carry a gun as a hoodlum, right, without a license, because if I'm captured, they'll give me a slap on the wrist, maybe. I'd have to really get a good tan so I can say that I'm an Indian or something, right? And then I would win, and they'd probably pay me for being arrested. I mean, the whole thing is just beyond comprehension. And I'm going to talk more about this in a few days, so do come back. It's going to be a really serious show about Western separation and how you have to get away from craziness. All of those words that I started the show with today, crazy, batty, nuts, you have to escape that if you can't fix it. And the gun sentences, you know what, if you have possession of a loaded gun, possession of a weapon obtained through crime, weapon trafficking, and so on, all of a sudden, you're subject, what a way to say it, you're subject to going free. Unbelievable. You know, and then the same guy says, oh, all of you Canadian citizens, if you're abroad and you come back, you have to stay in a hotel for 3 days and you have to pay for it. Thousands of dollars, because you have to have a security guard by your door that you are getting paid for to make sure you don't escape. However, we've now decided to bring in a whole bunch of refugees and they're going to be in the same hotel as you, but you also get to pay for their stay. Just get unhinged. You need more words than those ones I use. You got to put some adjectives maybe in front of them, because you can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to make up. I mean, we're bringing, and by the way, if you want to get into culture, use color to describe culture. None of these people that are staying at the hotel are white. They're all from countries. They don't speak English very well. I mean, none of that is bad as a standalone, but they're refugees and they're coming in with COVID potential. A lot of these countries have more COVID than any other country. I don't know. You figure it out. I'm not trying to get racial here. What I'm telling you is back to that globalization. We hate white people. We, being the Liberal government of Canada, we hate them. We don't like them. We've never liked them. We want them to go away. Bah! And then you got Trudeau went like this as well. You got transgenders now that are finishing in first and second places, usually first in races, because the poor girls, they can't compete with these guys. You got a 6'2" it that's running, and the Trudeaus of the world, they love this stuff because they all play for the other team, I think. If not, they're sure in practice, right? And you hear that noise? I'm outside. It's right. There's a plane. Every time I hear a plane, I don't want to edit it. I'm happy because you don't hear planes anymore. Plane travel is down 95%. There's even birds singing out here. Maybe they're singing because there's more birds. Planes aren't killing the birds anymore. Oh, all you huggers of whatever it is, you should all be happy now. Life is good. Norway, they have the keeping up now. We're jumping around. We're having fun here teaching me stuff. You can just recall what you already know. Norway has the largest fleet of electric vehicles in the entire world. 60% of all new sales this year go to Norway. Those darn Norwegians, they're just happy as can be, but they're starting to figure it out that you got minors as young as 7 years old that have chronic lung disease because of exposure to cobalt dust, right? And that's what's needed to make electric cars. There's so many things. I hear another plane. A plane, and the sun is coming out. I can see it on my face. Isn't this great to be able to tell? It could be worse. I could be somewhere else where there's a whole bunch of snow. I want to end today with this. The other day, it was Valentine's Day, the day after, I showed a picture of pancakes that I made. And quite a few people commented on the picture, but no one said I should get a job at IHOP. But they commented on the cut on the spoons or forks that were beside the pitcher, which I found was kind of interesting. And they said, is that a gold fork? So it kind of made me laugh. And here's the deal. You have in Canada, it's called forks and spoons, it's called cutlery. In the U.S. of A, it's called silverware. And I have goldware. Who knew? You know, is goldware reasonable? Is it stealable? Well, I also have a gold gun, and it's right close to the gold silverware, and it's shootable. So everybody should be careful with me. Isn't that cool? Boom-a-de-boom-a-de-boom-boom. What's better, a gun or a fork or a spoon? Just sharing. A lot of stuff here today. Planes and sunshine and guns and goldware. Oh, I'm exhausted. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. We'll have news for you, some serious stuff. And I am getting ready for a really, really serious show that I'm going to ask each and every one of you to forward to your members of Parliament. It's a Canadian content show. And it's about Western separation and how important it is when you can't fix crazy anymore. And you really can't. It's a disease. Liberalism is a disease. And there's no vaccination for that. And that's a serious note to end the day. So y'all do come back. See ya.